Preparing for the Return of the King. Devotional, Day 6. We are so valuable to the Lord that when one of us is lost, he sets about the task of looking for us with great care and high dedication. God is always looking for people who are willing to heed his call of repentance and closeness to him. Luke 15:8-10. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and sweep the entire house and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she will call in her friends and neighbours and say, "Rejoice with me because I have found my last coin." In the same way, there is joy in the presence of God's angels when even one sinner repents. Luke 15:3-7. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep, and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbours, saying, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and have strayed away. Elsewhere in the Bible, he talks about Jesus, our shepherd, and those of us who belong to him, hear his voice and follow him. God seeks us, heals us, takes us home again, and now asks us to follow him. God is filled with joy and he celebrates when we return to him and listen to his voice to follow him, obeying him and allowing ourselves to be guided by him. This is in a general approach, but we still have areas in our lives where we have not let God find us, more intimate and personal areas that no one can see if not God and us. That is where God wants to meet you. Let's reflect. Has it ever hurt to lose something and you desperately search for it? If you get it, how do you feel? How does it make you feel when you understand that God is looking for you with desire and great longing? Do you want to be found by the Lord and be guided by his voice? Set aside a moment to pray about areas in our lives where we still need to be found by the Lord. Verse to memorize. Malachi 3:17. They will be my people, says the Lord of heaven's armies. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child.